mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A very pleasant greeting to all who are in tune with XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, with your speaker, Willie Murphy. We welcome each one who is in tune with this powerful station to stay with us now for our short weekly visit, which we have each Friday night at 11 o'clock. We certainly feel indebted both to God and those who help to make this broadcast possible from week to week. Now, in a few days, the Thoughts of America will be turning to the theme of Thanksgiving. Each one will celebrate it in their own way. Some will be thinking of the bounteous supply of turkey, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pies, and all the trimmings that go to make up a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. Yet others in foreign lands will never know what a Thanksgiving dinner is like in America. They will spend this day without a Thanksgiving turkey, and many of them without sufficient food and clothing. Now, to be without the temporal things of life which make one comfortable is indeed tragic. But on the other hand, to be void of the grace of God and the peace which only God can give within the heart of an individual is even more tragic. At this point, the contrast between America and those who are less fortunate in other lands cease to exist. For not only will there be those in remote areas of the world who will spend Thanksgiving without Christ, but there are multitudes right here in America who will spend that day in spiritual poverty and wantonness while their bodies are filled with the goodness which God has provided. Now look at our text in Psalm 26, verses 6 and 7. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Since we're concerned primarily on this broadcast with the spread of the gospel both at home and abroad, there are two things which I would like for you to notice in these verses. First, before one is qualified to spread the good news of the gospel, he must have his hands washed in innocency. This means the purifying of his heart by faith in Christ as his Savior. This means to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. This means a life of devotion and dedicated to the service of Christ. Many are failing to qualify as capable workers for Christ because they fail on these points to measure to the teaching of his word. Secondly, one who has been redeemed from his sins is then ready to begin spreading the good news of salvation with thanksgiving. They feel so indebted to God that all the service which they can render in life will never repay him for the many things they have to be thankful for. Then their hearts and affections are moved with compassion to tell others of the joyful news of salvation. Now I know that many of you have eagerly waited for each report of the welfare and progress of Brother and Sister Carver during their missionary trip abroad. As some of you know, Sister Carver returned to the States while Brother Carver continued his missionary trip to India. The following recording was made by Brother Carver when he was in Copenhagen, Denmark, after leaving Nigeria on the way to India. Listen now as he expressed his thankfulness of heart in having a room in which to stay with a bathtub.
I surely feel like that I have a lot to be thankful for. Here I am in Copenhagen, Denmark tonight, in a nice hotel room. Nice large bath, deepest bathtub that I was ever in. By the way, it doesn't have any outlets except the drain plug. You can fill it full and run it over if you wanted to. If you had your knees bent up, they'd be underwater. Bathroom is tile all the way to the top. Nice room, all for $5.50 for this night.
Then, as Brother Carver's thoughts turned to these people he loved and had just left behind in Nigeria, he expressed it this way concerning their manner of living.
They don't have anything, and much, and they don't know. They live off the ground, on the ground, you might say. They don't have bench chairs or benches or kitchen cabinets or shelves or things to put their things on. They just squat down and cook on a fire on the ground outside.
Friends, how would you like for your Thanksgiving to be prepared in this manner? No benches, no chairs, and no stove. But wait a moment. Do you remember the scripture which says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him"? Psalms 126:6. Listen now as Brother Carver spoke of how God was working there.
They sleep on the benches in the church, those that are sick. They come there. The fame of the place is going out that God heals people over there. Different ones, when they get sick, come. They just move in and stay out there until they're well and go away.
Then he went on to tell of the devotion of a certain young native preacher who remained faithfully by his post of duty to pray for the sick as they were brought to the mission. Listen as he spoke of the woman who was apparently raised from death to life again.
This young man, he sits in the church mission there at a little table. A lamp there, it's a coal oil lamp burning. Sits there and reads his Bible a lot. He stays there a lot to pray for the sick. And his prayers are being effective, I believe. God is blessing. There was a woman came, they brought there, who was unconscious. Her family thought she was dead and wanted to bury her. But somehow or another, they got her, brought her there in a basket. In answer to prayer, that woman came to.
Later, after Brother Carver was in Bombay, India, he continued with his thoughts of Nigeria. Here he told of the following touching incident.
One younger man, says he's 14 years old, but must be older than that. Parents are poor, and he is a pastor of one of these congregations. This young man gave me a letter asking for a bicycle. He said his parents are poor and they couldn't give him a bicycle. But he had to walk 14 miles each way to care for his congregation, and how he needed a bicycle, and would I help him to get a bicycle. Brethren, these calls like this are heartbreaking. How many are dedicated in America to walk 14 miles to preach the gospel and to help?
But listen, as he mentioned this interesting experience he had of an acquaintance he made in Bombay, India.
He had 9 children, and he had lost his job with Esso, I believe he said. But he had got work here with the souvenir section. And he said, "I want you to pray." He caught on that I was a minister and so on, and "I want you to pray. The Lord to help me out. I've got 9 children to raise and educate, and I need a better job, and I want you to pray." I said, "Would you like for us to pray right now?" And he says, "Yes." So there, standing behind the counter with him, we bowed our heads and went to prayer for him. While we was praying, the door opened from the office, and out came the Hindu manager of the souvenir section. He saw us praying together, and he had been praying himself back in his room, he said, and asking God for help. One, the Lord answers prayer, and said when he looked out and saw me praying with this man, he said he knew that his prayer was answered.
Let us spend a moment in prayer just now for the great need for the gospel throughout the world. Our Father, we know that Thou art the Lord of the harvest. We pray that Thou will qualify many and send them into the unreached fields with the good tidings of peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, let us renew our consecration afresh. Listen now to this song, "I'll Be What You Want Me to Be."
It may not be on the mountain high or over the stormy sea. It may not be in the battle's front. My Lord will have need of me. But if by still small voice he calls to paths that I do not know, I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in thine, I'll go.
Yes, friends, are you answering, "I'll go where you want me to go"? Is that the answer you give to the Lord?
Where you want me to go, dear Lord, over mountain or plain or sea, I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you'd like to have a printed copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge upon your request. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy wishing you a very good Thanksgiving and a pleasant good night.
Someone.